The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined today on the podcast by Sam Turner to have a little spin through all of Thursday's racing from Newmarket. How are you today, Sam?
Very good, Sam. Thanks very much. Yeah, two Sams here for the price of one, yeah. And two Wolves fans as well. What
absolutely.
Are the chances?
What more could you wish for, really?
Oh, absolutely. Unless you're a West Bromwich Albion listener, of course. We've got some terrific stuff coming up, Sam, haven't we? Obviously, on Thursday, Cheltenham, Newmarket, Ripon. Ripon stage a nice card, and Cheltenham, obviously, day two of their April fixture, which is, they've been rewarded with plenty of runners and a fair bit of quality. But Newmarket's the centre of attention for us, really, this afternoon.
Yeah, and it's been a decent start to the Craven meeting. Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, very informative, as usual, with all the trials this week. Really just build up to the Guineas. Obviously, the first weekend in May is the focal point for the early season stuff, and we've seen some good performances already. Plenty of nice horses to get involved with the second day of Newmarket as well. We get underway with a good filly stakes, and after that, the Wood Ditton sees a horse called Bassem of Saeed Bin Saror, and he looks a nice project for this year. He's obviously related to Farr as well, so very much a horse to keep on your right side of and keep in your tracker. But as we go through the card, we've obviously got the Tatsall's Millions Trophy at 2.55, the Good Abundant at 3.30, which is a nice renewal there. We see two or more in the 4.05, and the 4.40 is the Sefton, so plenty of interest.
Yeah, very good day's racing. And it is the Tatsall's Millions, which is the subject of our podcast today, of the first race that we're going to look at. A Class 2, 1 mile, 2 furlong contest, 16 down to go to post. And a couple of good horses in this one for you, Sam?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, some really nice crop of middle distance 3-year-olds. There's 100,000 to the winner here, Sam. So, you know, it's not small change by any stretch of the imagination that the winner's prize here. The horse I like is Johann Strauss, who was good enough to finish second in the Racing Post Trophy last year. He ran third on his comeback at Leopardstown and didn't get the greatest of rides from Joseph O'Brien. He's a horse that's sort of flagged up in the stewards' notice before now, because he ran first time out at Newmarket when finishing fourth in a decent maiden there. And let's just say he wasn't knocked about. He was given a nice educational hands and heels ride, and he was looked after on his comeback as well. I think he'll strip a good bit fitter for that. He steps up in trip. I think the better ground will suit him as well. And although there's one or two really nice quality 3-year-olds who are going to pay their way through the forthcoming weeks and months, I think Johann Strauss is probably the best answer today.
Yep, okay then. Johann Strauss there. Just before we move on, actually, we'll just touch on not so much the horse here, but John Godson's got a runner in this race, Hunter's Creek. What a fabulous start he's had to the season. Do you think it's going to continue for him?
Well, unbelievable, really, because he was interviewed last week at Nottingham and he said his horses were 6 weeks behind, and he then went on to have 7 winners in 2 days and more success on the Saturday.
I'd see him when they're ready if they're 6 weeks behind.
Absolutely, it's incredible. And Hunter's Creek was a horse that caught the eye a couple of times last year, ran really well at Newmarket on one occasion over 7, hasn't been seen for 6 months, but that hasn't been a problem with the Goston string this spring.
No, not at all. Okay, then we'll move on to the second race that we're going to look at is the 4.05 from Newmarket. And nice little change on the podcast, because obviously we record a day in advance. We've already got betting on this one. No surprise to see Tormore top of the market, 8-11. Be Ready, 5-2. And Jarl, 12-1. Postponed, 14-1. The Grey Gatsby, 14-1. And Patentar at 20-1. Can you look past Tormore for this one?
I can't, I'm afraid. Rather unoriginal, but he was a champion 2-year-old in Europe last year. Really impressed on his first two starts, even though he was backward and a little bit weak. I know Richard Hughes felt that he got a lot of strengthening up and a lot of improving to do. And he certainly showed at the Curragh 6 or 7 months ago, you know, what a fine specimen of a racehorse he's going to be and what he's going to become. The stable won this last year with Toronado, who then went to the Guineas and flopped a little bit, but proved to be a proper horse in time once they got the tactics and his breathing sorted. I think Tourmore is a rather uncomplicated horse, a little bit unlike his predecessor, but I think he'll take a world of beating here. Be Ready's a horse I got plenty of time for. He won well on his final start last year at Doncaster, quickened up well to score. He's been put away. He's another backward type that's going to improve this year, but Tourmore looks the real deal to me.
Yeah, I would have to agree. And you mentioned Be Ready there. He's actually already been clipped in a little bit in the market. Opened at 3-1, just edged in now to 5-2. I mean, do you always look to go each way with these kind of races? Obviously, there's only six runners. I mean, do you look for a winner, or is there still some each way value?
I think it's very difficult to start plunging on, you know, 8-11, 4-5 chances when you haven't actually seen them run this year and you don't know how forward they are. These, by their nature, these races, they are trial races, and they are for horses that need a run before they get to the Guineas. So they're not going to be 100% for these. And as a punter, you have to evaluate that. Is the risk and reward worth taking? You know, is the risk of betting a horse that's 90% fit worth the reward of an 8-11 winner? Possibly, I'd suggest not. But if you're asking me what the most likely winner is, Tourmore would be it.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there. Looks like a really good horse. The last race that we're going to cover on Thursday's racing is the 440 from Newmarket, Earl of Sefton Stakes, of course. This is a 1 mile, 1 furlong contest, class one, 9 runners. And we've got betting on this one as well. Just the Judge leads the market at 11-4, Fencing 4-1, Mull of Kilo 9-2, French Navy 5-1, 7-1 or bigger the remainder. Quite competitively priced.
It is, yeah. Good little renewal. Obviously, Just the Judge, who managed to win a couple of guineas last year for Charlie Hills, Jamie Spencer, probably her position at the rightful part of the market, up at the top there at 11-4. However, I'm going to take her on with a couple of interesting runners against her. I thought Fencing looked like he'd grown up a little bit at Doncaster last time. He's a very backward, weak, sort of quirky individual for this Fencing, but I think he can go well here. He's around about a 4-1, 9-2 chance. But the selection is going to be Mull of Killoch, who has won this race before. Obviously, at the age of 8, there isn't going to be a great deal of improvement and progression to come from him. But Adam Kirby takes a ride. He gets on very well with him. As I say, won this 12 months ago, ran really well in Dubai 2.5 weeks ago, when only 5 or 6 lengths behind Variety Club. And his previous two starts in Australia were really, really strong performances in top-graded handicaps, which, you know, were very valuable races, $300,000 races. So, you know, he's a horse that I don't think is necessarily on the downgrade, and he's not going backwards at the moment. So if he's come off the plane okay from Dubai, I think he'll go very well. I think 5-1 each way for a horse, or 9-2 each way for a horse that runs a track particularly well. I think he's won 3 or 4 times here. He's obviously been targeted at this race as well with Adam Kirby on board. I think there are a lot of positives.
Yeah, good shout then. So Sam, taking on the favourite there in the 440 at Newmarket. Just before we wrap things up, this has been a bit of a theme of my podcast as of late. The Guineas this year, I think, has really captivated the imagination of a lot of diehard jumps fans as well, I think.
Yeah.
I think people are more kind of getting into this race. Just really wanted to ask you, Kingman at Evens, excellent running the Greenham at the weekend. Do you like him at that price, or are you looking elsewhere?
I don't like him at Evens, especially when we've got the likes of Tourmore, Kingston Hill to see before we get to the Guineas. Are you asking me at this stage if he's the most likely winner? I would say yes. I mean, the acceleration he displayed at Newbury was astonishing. The speed figure was tremendous as well. Really, really high-class speed figure. Probably one of the better ones I've got for a trial race. He beat Knight of Thunder, who was my selection on the day, because I felt that he might appreciate the ground a little bit more than Kingman. He beat him senseless. Knight of Thunder had looked extremely impressive on his two starts last year, quickening well to win a maiden and to win a Doncaster. So he is high-class Knight of Thunder himself, but Kingman's exceptional.
He is, yeah. I mean, he looked really, really good. If you can just walk us through then your three picks for Thursday's racing from Newmarket.
Yeah, in the 255, the Tansel's Millions, like Johann Strauss here for the O'Brien camp. In the 405, the Craven Stakes, Tourmore, number two, is taken to enhance his incredible reputation already. And in the 440, Mull of Killoch, perhaps an each-way selection against Just the Judge.
Yep, I like the picks. There you go then. The thoughts of Sam Turner on this William Hills Racing podcast. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast, Sam. Hope you enjoy Thursday's racing and the rest of the meeting as well from Newmarket.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.